that's compassion. And gladness is seeing and appreciating others' successes and others' fortunes and deriving joy from that. That's gladness.
So not from your own success?
Obviously from your own, but appreciative joy is something. It has that divine quality to it. You know, with loving kindness we can get rid of all kinds of aversion, animosity, anger, ill will, all of that with loving kindness. With compassion, with the practice of compassion, we can get rid of all kinds of sorrow and grief and pity and meanness and all those unwholesome states. But two things, two monsters still remain. Envy and jealousy. Right? Those are big ones. How do we eradicate envy and jealousy when we are dealing with ourselves and other beings? Gladness. It's a beautiful thing, beautiful, beautiful thing. How we can derive joy from others' successes. How we can become glad when somebody is happy, somebody else is successful.
Seeing their success as
your... Yeah, absolutely. In fact, several months ago, my editor asked me to see, what's that show? She's a very famous lady. Oprah. So Eckhart Tolle was going to be on Oprah, and he was doing some courses internationally on Oprah show. So my editor calls me and tells me, Sam, you must watch this, you know. So I said, fine, I don't really watch the show much, but... So I'm sitting there watching, and guess what happens? Jealousy. I'm jealous of Eckhart Tolle. You know, people are asking him questions. He's answering to the best of his ability. But I'm like, no, that answer is not good enough. I can answer better, you know? You know, I wish I was there and burning, unpleasantness, you know?
You need to get on Oprah.
But because of my practice, I caught that. I realized, oh, there is this burning sensation going on. And then I brought in gladness. So fantastic, Eckhart Tolle, in his own unique way, using his own unique talents, he's serving the world. He's working for the deliverance of all beings. And then there's this joy. There's something about it. From burning to being blissful. What a miracle, you know. What a wonderful thing gladness is.
So are you saying that you are taking away in the spirit of competition?
Exactly. Non-competing. Doesn't mean we don't try to do our best. Doesn't mean we don't pursue excellence. We just don't compete. Yeah.
When you say you brought in gladness, I just wondered if you can. Was it mentally? Was it that you? Do you start to say to yourself, "Oh, okay, this feels like jealousy." I know that I want to bring in gladness here. I know that I can look, he is a very beautiful being, and he's doing his best. So you're kind of talking yourself into moving into gladness, is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm using self-talk, you know. And in all wholesome self-talk, there is always attention and intention, you know. And the beauty of that is it vibrates the consciousness. It changes your state of consciousness, literally, you know. If you were to study the phenomenology of how consciousness works, every time there is attention and intention, for the two mind moments, the consciousness will vibrate and change its state. And we'll talk about how that happens. But from the unwholesome state of consciousness, I am moving to a wholesome state of consciousness. That appreciative joy has that inherent nature to permeate the consciousness, to release it and bring about gladness.
That is a very difficult concept to swallow. I mean, and especially at work, it's the survival of the fit. It's very competitive. So how can you manage to be glad?
Mm-hmm. Are we able to achieve a lot by not being glad and being jealous and competitive? Most likely not. And even if we achieve something, even if we attain some kind of victory, that would be mainly a victory from the social or professional perspective, but not a real victory, you know. Along with it, you'll pay the price for it, you know. You'll have an ulcer and you'll have all this time, this burning going on inside you, and you'll forget to smile.
You're wasting half your energy on that, or that you could be using more productively. It wears you down, makes you tired, and it takes away from anything productive.
Right. So we are basically, I'm throwing out an option, you know. Whatever you want to achieve, can we do the same thing using this strategy? So maybe you can try that and then compare. What is better, what is more efficient, more effective, either with competing or with gladness.
I do like his question, though. And I guess I have kind of come to the, when I've come to those points, it's like you have this, there's this energy. Take an example. When you work in a two-hospital town, the hospitals are really competitive, survival of the fittest, and the yourself and the staff get locked into that. The only way I've been able to find to get people out is rather than competing against the other hospital, let's compete against the disease. And if you do that and you're better at it, you've taken care of the survival of the fittest thing, but in a positive way, because you've done better with curing or controlling the disease in a more compassionate way. So you take the dark energy and get it to kind of work for you in a different direction.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's wonderful.
And I think the other way is to make your best effort in whatever you are doing, but not being attached to the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you being non-competitive.
That helps in everything. In everything, absolutely. Yeah. But there is this unlimited supply of energy if we are established in gladness. You know? From my own experience, after feeling glad about Eckhart Tolle, immediately after that show, I went to my computer. And I had all this energy to work on my stuff. You know? So experientially, I have understood that gladness indeed releases the stress from the consciousness, releases that fatigue. Because envy and jealousy will generate some kind of fatigue, some kind of stiffness in the consciousness.
The interesting thing about your experience, and thank you for sharing that with us, there's actually two parts to it. One of the parts in my mind is when you sense the jealousy and recognized it and The other piece has to do with what you perceive as unskillful feedback to the public. I think those are actually two different things. I think the part where you're kind of seeing the jealousy and working on it is really good, but your assessment of his remarks may have been correct and logical, even though you were having the jealous feelings. I was trying to split those two because there's so many gurus out there that are selling books and you know doing all these different types of things, but they're really taking it from what's been out there for 5,000 years and not giving credit to the people that have been out there in the past. So,
That's why I said. I mean, I understood that too, that part too. That's why I said he was trying to serve the world in his own unique way.
Yeah.
You know, whatever possible way. He is making a difference, and a big difference, and so are other people.
The Power of Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. A really good book, but you know what? Maybe I will change your thoughts, change your mind, which is very similar to The Power of Now, so.
Yeah. So people are doing something and making a difference. So.
As I go along my path, what the conclusion that I have drawn is that so many times what someone says in a teaching doesn't feel like it's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
But what that person is saying works for someone else in another level or another place, you know, another stage of their life or whatever.
Exactly.
And so I've come to the conclusion that really, you know, all of it has its own element of truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that as you go through the various stages, you see, I look at something else and I say, well, that's not really true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only because that's not true for who I am at this point.
Right.
And so it's like nobody's really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they're for different people.
They're serving at different levels. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. About gladness, what I have realized is its ultimate value is within the family environment. I've seen brothers competing, being jealous of each other, and especially cousins. I don't know what it is, but... But the cousins, you know, they just compete like anything, you know. And then when somebody else is happy and I derive joy from that, then I'm not under peer pressure. Like, I don't have to, like, strive to become happy. Not that I'm not going to, you know. When I see somebody on the New York Times bestseller list, it's as if I am succeeding. Not that I'm not going to try to get up there. That's not the issue. The issue is, until that happens, gladness is there. I'm participating in everybody's success, you know. It could be true in your field, you know. Other traders making big bucks, you know. Great, you know. It's as if you're succeeding. And then you're also trying to make some bucks, you know. Gladness, if we were to go into the science of it, it gives rise to blissful conscious consciousness. Please contemplate on that.
I think the way I look at it is like, we're all on our own journey, our own path, but we don't understand everything that's happening. So maybe that person's success is really their path, and that's what they're supposed to be happening to them. But maybe you're on a different path, and maybe better things will be happening to you. You never know, you know? You don't understand everything that's happening in life and why that person's succeeding. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The more we abide in blissful, conscious consciousness, the more we feel one with the world. And so we'll talk about what is oneness next weekend. Great. So we have a book published, and whoever wants to make an offering of $25, the book is available. And today, whatever offerings come, we will send it to Partners with Health. It's a Colorado nonprofit organization that's working in Haiti. So today's offerings will be given to that organization. Great. Let's end with our gathering with a prayer. So please close your eyes. May all beings become happy and healthy. May all beings live in safety and joy. May all beings live in peace. Peace. Thank you.